Tapos Moon.
Morning, this is Alex speaking.
Hi, Alex. This is Deborah Allison. How are you doing today?
Hey, Miss Allison, I'm doing good. How about you?
We're hanging in there, trying to get things done. Have you heard anything about closing?
Yes, actually. Let me pull up my notes here and the email that I got from Stephanie. Stephanie's from the title company. I believe that you spoke to her as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So she gave me an update yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure that I have her email pulled up. So she said that we're still on track for closing, which is tomorrow. And then she reached out to one of our partners, and we are just trying to set up a time, and she will go ahead and confirm it back to us. Did she reach out to you and give you a time, like ask you what time will the closing will be?
No, she didn't. She just said that, because I asked her, she did call us, and she was asking about the property out there, but she thought it might be sometime in the afternoon.
Okay. Ms. Allison, I'm going to go ahead and check back with her, and then it's either me who will reach out to you or her, but I just wanted to, like, make sure that everything is coordinated, because I think that she's also trying to reach out to the realtor for the property that you're going to purchase.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what she is trying to coordinate all in one. But yeah, we are still on track definitely for the closing tomorrow. We're just waiting for like the confirmed time so that everything will just be coordinated.
Okay. Now, can I ask you another question?
Absolutely.
Do we have to be out of here by tomorrow, or do we have to be out of our house?
My
husband got sick, and it put us back a few days. And
oh, no.
Yeah, and so we didn't get as much done as we had planned.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. But I don't want to be charged to stay here for 2 days to get this. You know, I thought maybe a couple of days, if possible. But I don't want to have to pay to stay here for 2 days. To get this stuff out.
Okay. Well, how many days do you think you need?
I think we could do it by Friday.
Friday is the 30th, right?
Yeah, 2 days after the.
Okay. I will coordinate that with a team, and I will let you know. As far as I know, what I've communicated is you're going to be out by Wednesday, which is also the 28th, because I told him that you're moving your things into the storage.
Right.
But I understand that Mr. Rodney was like sick right now, and you need two more days.
Yes. If it's any way possible, we have to work through the night. We'll just have to work through the night.
Of course.
You know, move out of here.
Right, but I have to just check it on my end. We don't want to do that to you. You know, if you need more time, and I appreciate you telling me that information, so I can still work on it. Yeah, you think Friday you'll be out by Friday, or?
Yes, ma'am. That's my goal, to be out of here by Friday. That'll give us a couple of extra days to get the rest of this stuff out of here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, no worries. I will communicate that with our partners, and I will definitely let you know. But we can still close tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. We can still close. Yes. Closing is not the problem. I just need couple of extra days to possibly get the rest of my stuff out of here. Well, I'm going to be working through the night, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm doing the best we can.
Oh, no. Well, I hope Mr. Allison...
You will have it all out by tomorrow, but it's not working out that way. But, I mean, if it's going to be a problem, we'll just do the best we can do.
Okay. I will definitely update you this afternoon. Just give me like a couple of hours, and
oh, yes, that's fine.
I'll work on it, and then I will let you know.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Or will anybody be able to do it before then? You know, you might be able to get out by Thursday. I don't know, but I'll just give myself an extra day. Or we might. I'll let you know. We might be out by tomorrow. We don't know. We're just in case I can't get everything out of here.
Of course.
We've moved right along, but we still got more stuff to get
out. I understand.
Of.
I know that like it can get crazy. So
yeah.
Let me work on it. I understand the situation, and I hope Mr. Allison gets better.
Yeah, he's feeling better now, but he's still not 100%. Where he can move around some, and then he might have to sit down a few minutes because I don't know what he got, but he had a really bad
colds, or
it was like a cold, I think, but it was like a congestion in his chest, and he had a lot of coughing.
Oh no!
And body aches and. But whatever it was, it won't catch him to me because I never got sick, thank God. Thank God. I didn't get sick. So whatever he had was not catching, but it put him down. It really did. He was pushing himself real hard. Working when he should have been resting, he was working on moving stuff out of his house.
Oh, no. Maybe because of the stress of moving.
Oh, that's what got to me. The stress of moving has got to me. I'm not moving anymore. We haven't only moved. We haven't moved in 38 years.
Wow. Well, I mean, you have a lot of things. So yeah. I totally understand. So let me work on it, and I'll definitely give you an update this afternoon, Ms. Allison.
Okay. So we're still on for tomorrow. That's no problem.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes, and we're just waiting for a time. Really, and I'll let you know as well once I have like a confirmed time with the title company. So
okay, well, thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for giving me a call and for giving me a heads up. I'll talk to you later, Ms.
Sandra. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.